Eugene Boone never imagined the life-changing events that would occur in his life and those around him on November 22, 1963. He was on duty just yards from the Texas School Book Depository when he heard shots fired. We relive those moments with him on today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week, you are hearing features from Eugene Boone, a former Dallas, Texas deputy sheriff. His eyewitness accounts of the investigation of the assassination of President Kennedy are a fascinating look at an event that still draws much attention. Our daily broadcast provides you with parts of his story, but there's a great way to hear more. Just log on to AmericanCountryside.com and listen to The Scenic Route, our full-length interviews. What did the deputy see when he climbed the grassy knoll immediately after the shooting? What was his link to Jack Ruby? Just log on and listen at AmericanCountryside.com.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Eugene Boone was a 24-year-old deputy sheriff in downtown Dallas, Texas in 1963. In November of that year, one very important person paid a visit to the city.
When President Kennedy came to town, the sheriff's office really didn't have any major commitments to the security of the president. And a group of us during the parade was just standing in front of the sheriff's office watching the parade.
President Kennedy came to Dallas on November 22nd, Boone says, in part to help reunite the Democratic Party.
The race between Senator Lyndon Johnson and Senator John Kennedy divided families in the state of Texas. So consequently, President Kennedy was astute enough to know that he couldn't win the 1964 campaign without Texas.
At noon that day, Officer Boone was outside the courthouse, out of view of Dealey Plaza, but just yards from the intersection that opened into it.
We were standing there just watching the parade, and we heard the shots, and by the time the third shot was fired, I was in the middle or the west side of Houston Street.
He knew the situation was grave when he entered that intersection.
As I came around the cement abutment there, I looked to my right, and there were two people on the ground. And the first thing that just came through my mind, I said, there's two dead ones right there.
The presidential motorcade was speeding away underneath the triple overpass headed to the freeway. More next time with Deputy Boone as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.